morning, everybody. It is Thursday, January 17th, 2019. How are you on this beautiful, beautiful day? I took the dogs out at around 4 o'clock this morning, and no, 4:30 they slept in. Thanks, 4:30. But I took them out, and the stars in the sky were so beautiful. Oh my gosh, I could not even get over it. So if you listen to this before you go to work, I hope it's dark and you can look up, because the sky was full of stars. So full. I don't think I could ever live in the city and not have the stars to look at, because they're just so beautiful. But anyway, we do have a storm moving into central New York, I guess. And it's January. And a couple people were just laughing and kidding yesterday and saying, can't we just like have snow? You know, let it snow. Why does it always either have to be a storm that's going to shut down two counties for 2 days, or it's clear and cold? You know, personally, I'd be okay if it snowed every day, as long as I can get on the road. And a lot of that is thanks to our DPW crews, because, you know, the people that drive around to see where it needs to be sanded and plowed, and the guys driving the plow trucks and their families that sacrifice. That's the reason that, you know, times have changed. One, we got cars, but two, you know, our DPW crews keep the roads clear. If you live in a city, they probably keep your sidewalks clear. Depending on your town or your city, some take over that responsibility to plow the sidewalks. But most, at least the ones I'm aware of, you know, you're responsible for your portion of the sidewalk, like in Oswego. At least that's the way it used to be. If it's changed, somebody give me a call. But I don't know. I live out in the country. There's no sidewalks to shovel. It's just the road. So it's a beautiful, beautiful day. I don't know what the temperature was. I went out without a coat on and was not cold. So it was refreshing, and the stars are out. It's just, you know, I took a few deep breaths and just really absorbed it. So I will be right back on this Thursday. We'll do our quote and we'll see where the podcast takes us. All right. Don't go away. Hello, everybody. How are you? Oh, I tell you, welcome back, but I don't think you really went anywhere. Of course, you know, it's always funny because I'm kind of going places and you guys don't. I don't know, but whatever. So I just went to check and I said, oh, I got a voice message. I was so excited. I don't give voice messages a lot, so they like make me giddy when I do. And I got a message from Patrick over at We Live on a Planet. So let's take a listen and see what Patrick has to say.
Hey, Lisa, it's Patrick from We Live on a Planet. Thank you so much for sharing that Harold Wilson quote. I loved it. Figures he was a British politician with words like architect of decay. Very poetic. I loved it. And that is one of the things I do always say. And I really have tried to instill in my daughters that the only constant in life is change, and it's how you deal with that change that defines us. It really is, because we know that that's what's always going to happen is change. And change can be good, change can be bad, but it's always going to change. And you know that here, living here in upstate New York, if you don't like the weather, just wait for 5 minutes and it's going to change. All right, my friend, thanks for sharing that with me. I do appreciate it. Have a great rest of the week, okay? And I will talk to you soon. Take care. Oh, and thanks again for those cookies. They were awesome. That was very thoughtful of you. Have a good one. Keep tuning in to Living with Lisa, keeping it real, keep it locked.
Oh, Patrick, you bring such joy to my heart. And we should have known that back in 1989 you were going to be going places. And, you know, I get it. Some people listening saying, all right, so you podcast, that's like going places. You know what? Yes, it is. Because there's a lot of people saying, oh, I wish I could podcast. I wish I could write a book. I wish, I wish, I wish. Well, here's the deal. Stop wishing and just start doing it. When I started the podcast, I'll be honest with you, I did not share with a lot of people I was doing it. I shared with, of course, I shared with a few that I thought would either tell me, Lisa, that sucked, or, hey, that was cool, keep it up. You know, so I shared with my very honest friends. And I wasn't even sure I would enjoy it or not, but I tried it. Because otherwise I'm just spending my life saying, oh, maybe I should podcast, maybe I won't. Oh, I wish I would have tried it. Guess what? I tried it and I love it. And I got this like notification yesterday or whatever. Or maybe it's there and I just never notice it because I usually get on, do the podcast and go talking about having over 7,000 listeners. And, you know, since the podcast started in May, not that there's 7,000 people listening every day. Oh my gosh, if 7,000 people were listening every day, I think I'd probably wet myself. Oh, this is Lisa, Living with Lisa, keeping it real. Yep. Uh-huh. Don't go away. We won't get that digressed, I promise. But anyway, thanks to Patrick for calling back. And I had called yesterday. I told you I was going to call him. And I shared that quote with him. It was just such a great quote. And change really is our only constant, so... And Patrick talked about, you know, change can be good, change can be bad. And I want to challenge everybody that sometimes change is change. And I don't think necessarily there's bad change. And I know some people are saying, how can you say that? Your sister was abducted, your life changed. It's horrendous and terrible. You know, at that instant, that moment in time was terrible. But here's the deal. In spite of the pain and the heartache and the journey since my sister's kidnapping, yeah, that was hard. That kind of sucked. Yet, I'm stronger. I have a voice I didn't have before. I have an understanding I had didn't have before. I can accept things that I did not accept before. I've learned to let go. I've learned to live in the moment. I'm not saying that some things don't get me fired up. I mean, last night my heart rate was beating so fast. If I had gone to the doctors, it probably would have been off the chart and they would have hooked me up to a machine. I was so upset. And you know, I went from being startled to nervous to angry to just such a bundle of emotions I could not even control myself. And my husband kept saying, are you okay? Are you okay? And I used my breathing and my meditation that I've been learning since Saturday, which was nice. And I was able to calm myself down, but it took a while, and it was hard. Like, the meditation and stuff helped, and I went to bed, and I was still just so upset. And it all stemmed from initially being startled and afraid. And then they just spiraled, and, you know, you can think that you've got it all together, and then something happens that just says, huh, you're not as together as you think you are, right? But here's the deal. Guess what? Thanks to the meditation and, you know, learning how to breathe, I was able to calm myself down and work through it. And I listened to a guided meditation and I ended up falling asleep. And I woke up to say, what is that sound? And I turned the meditation off and I just turned over and went to bed and woke up renewed. And, you know, I'm still, the situation still bothers me and I'm not sure. I know there's a way to fix it, but it's a way that probably would cause disharmony between me and the other person. So I don't know. You know, it's that, what are you going to do? So I'll tell you a little bit more about that if you'd like to know. So basically, here's the deal. we live in the country. We've, you know, I've told you that many, many times. And occasionally our neighbor's dog comes barreling over. It's a, I don't know, boxer, pit bull. I don't know what the difference is. And I know if you're like a boxer or pit bull owner, you're saying, hello, there's quite a difference. I don't know. It's one of those. And cute dog and loved dog by their owner. But it keeps barreling across the road and jumping on our dogs. And so we have, you know, the puppy will be 2 in March. And then we have the old girl, the old beagle, who's going to be 15, you know. And so last night I go to let the dogs out. And what I always do is I hook the younger pup, which is a like Roddy Shepherd mix. I hook her in the house because we walk her. And then let her out. And then I hook the beagle who's on like a runner off the door. Because there is a leash law in the town I live. And secondly, I don't want them getting hit in the road. You know what? We love our animals. They're our family, just like they are to so many people. And it's the law. Well, I hooked, you know, the pup and I let her out. And so I'm trying to hook the beagle and the beagle who's 14 going on 15, whatever it is. Yeah, she's going to be 15. 14. She's turning, I don't know. She's either 14 or 15. She's going to be 15. All right. Sorry. She will not settle and I can't hook her. And all of a sudden, the puppy yanks the leash. You know, we have like the, you know, the one that can release out to like 12 feet or whatever it is, you know, so that she has space because she only goes poop in the weeds. She will not poop in the lawn. She's, you know, just that's the way she's trained. So she has extended footage so she can get off into the woods. And she pulled so hard and she yanked the, you know, the handle out. And I obviously didn't have a tight enough a grip, but I didn't realize the neighbor's dog had barreled across the road and was attacking her. So when she pulled it, it's because she was getting wrapped up in it in our lawn with the other dog because the dog wouldn't get off of her. And so I was so stunned that I had lost the handle and the leash to what I was seeing. And I look and the beagle took off. Now here's the good news. Our beagle has had no energy to do anything, but the vets have given her like pain medicine to keep her comfortable. That's where we are with this 14, 15 year old dog, right? So she can't handle being picked on. Well, doesn't the neighbor's dog stop wrestling with my dog and come over and jump on top of my beagle, who then yelps because, yeah, she may have felt good enough to blow past me before I could get the hook on her, but she's not well enough. Next thing I know, there's growling, and my pup and the beagle's barking and telling that dog to get out of our lawn. I yell into the house, "I need your help!" And of course, he was on the phone with his brother setting up an appointment, a doctor's appointment, or, you know, he needs to take him to the doctor. So getting all of that. And he comes, and so, of course, the puppy's on the one leash, wrapped all around her as she's fighting off this dog. And so I grabbed the other leash so we could get the beagle back. And so we both went and were in my neighbor's lawn trying to unwrestle the dogs and get the, you know, our puppy's leash out from wrapped around her because their dog's just jumping and wrestling, which I'm sure their dog's playing. But you know what? Stay in your lawn. Now, they had to have heard all of this commotion, and nobody comes outside. So my husband got the beagle. We hooked her. And then we had to switch because he had to bring the puppy in because she may only be like 52 pounds or whatever, but she's a strong little booger. And, you know, their dog still. So we're trying to walk our dogs across the road. and there's a car coming, so they don't get hit. Thank goodness they didn't get hit running across the road, you know, trying to defend their own lawn. And so we ended up having to switch because I could not hold the puppy because she's trying to get the other dog off her and away from our beagle. So we finally get our dogs in. Oh, I'm telling you, it was like a 6-minute ordeal outside that fired me up and drained me emotionally and mentally for an hour. And I don't have their number to call them, so I message them on Facebook and just say, this has to end. I've been polite. I think I was so startled and so scared last night. Like, it just fired up all of these things. And who knows, maybe it was more so than normal because the 25th anniversary of my sister's kidnapping's coming. And so I'm always a little more, you know, there's not a day I don't think about my sister. But as the 25-year anniversary mark comes, you know, and you're getting texts and emails from reporters and people that want to do stories, which are wonderful, you know, it just triggers a lot of backlog. I'm not going to go any deeper. And so I don't know, but I think it was the startled and the fear because, you know, my dog was literally defenseless because she was on her leash, as the leash law is, and is wrapped up, and now like her legs were trapped in the leash, so she couldn't even defend herself against this dog that's jumping on her and rolling her around. And it only stopped long enough to go and jump on our beagle, who yelped such a yelp it ripped my heart out. Oh my gosh, it was just draining. So I messaged on Facebook and I said, this just has to stop. Because my dogs are probably going to be the ones that will get hit by a car running across the road to defend themselves and get the dog off the lawn. I don't want her dog hit either. You know, we have our road isn't that busy, but when cars come over it, nobody does the speed limit of 45. They're at Mach 60 to 70. So when they get hit, they're hit. And so I think, you know, it just fueled me up. But Faith, I think, knows I'm talking about her. But anyway, that's why I was so, like, all worked up last night. So the breathing and the meditation helped. Thank goodness. Today's a new day, and I'm going to start fresh. That's what we have to do, right? Start fresh every day. Okay, I just want to tell you that my neighbor loves her dog. Loves, loves, loves her dog. I believe she rescued her dog. You know, she couldn't love her anymore. And she's young and, you know, these things, like, I get it. And I'm really trying to be a better human being. I've been very patient, but I honestly think it was the fear of possibly one of my dogs getting hit, that, or getting hurt. I mean, my old girl cannot handle, I think her puppy isn't even a year old, and she's a beast. You know, she's trying to play. I believe that, you know, that she is trying to play, but oh, funny. You know, she's trying to play, but my 14 turning 15 year old beagle can't handle it. It's okay. Sorry. So that's all. You know, you just, when she's outside, I'll talk to her since I don't have her phone number, because I messaged on Facebook and, you know, I don't know. Just, it is what it is. Yeah. You know, we could say, who let the dogs out? Look at my dog is like, hey, what is that? She's going, all right, that dog bark is coming from your hand. I don't understand it. So You know, I'm trying. Oh my gosh. So who does let the dogs out, right? Does anybody know? So I'm going to move forward. It's going to get better. Doesn't really matter who lets the dogs out. We just need to take care of our dogs and our neighbor's dogs, right? Hey, 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 hey. So it is Thursday. I'm sorry I digressed. That's just where I was. All right, that's enough of that. So that's why, like, the anxiety and the stress last night, and it was just, but here's the deal. I am so thankful that I had learned, you know, the different breathing techniques and prayer, which was all through this seminar, to be a healthier version of myself, right? Well, I was able to use it to take me from a spot where I probably wouldn't have slept last night at all. And you know, if you're listening and you're a Christian and you're saying, yeah, I meditate, or, but guided meditation is wrong, blah, blah, blah. You know, get over yourself. No, sorry. Everything is done when you're doing it with the right mindset is okay. And there are apps for, and there's different podcasts out there for Christian meditation. There's ones for sleep. There's, you know, and they just really focus. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm back. Oh my gosh, the dog. I think the dog barking sounds got her all wired up. You know, she thinks somebody's outside, and haters don't hate. All right, I'm thinking and praying, going, oh my gosh, I don't want people to, like, think I'm terrible. Because I love my neighbor, and I love her dog, and I just don't want any of them to get hurt. And being startled and afraid and then angry, you know, it was like all the spiral of emotions. So much calmer today. And I'm, long story short, I'm just thankful for the meditation and the breathing techniques because they calmed me down. I was able to sleep with no nightmares. And usually in years past, if something like that happened to me during the day, even if it was at 9 o'clock in the morning, if something heightened my, like, anxiety like that, you know, that startled, I would have nightmares all night and not sleep. And I slept last night. So, and I woke up before the alarm. I woke up to the dog alarm. Woof, 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 right? But we haven't done our quote yet. So I'm like, my gosh, I'm like a slacker. We have not done our quote. So it's January 17th.
Only human institution which rejects progress is the cemetery.
Oh, January 17th, Lisa.
Only human institution which rejects progress is the cemetery.
Well, that's,
Harold Wilson,
January that's yesterday's.
17th, I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples. Mother Teresa, January 18th, the greatest.
I love that. So for January 17th, I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples. Mother Teresa. And what kind of ripples do we want to create? Right? You know, thinking of last night, I could have created a ripple of anger in response to what happened by banging on their door and telling them to get their dogs in the house. But I came home and I tried to calm down and realizing they don't want their dogs injured any more than I want my dogs injured. But, you know, what kind of ripple do we want to create? And have you ever sat there, like, on social media, you know, Facebook or whatever, and wanted to post a post because, you know, you've reached out to the person, they're not responding, and you're so mad and, like, so worked up that you're like, blah, 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 you know, and you want to rant on Facebook and, you know, have everybody else join in your rant, blah, 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 blah. You know, and all that does is fuel negativity and hatred and yuck in the world. And we're called to do so much more than that. You know what I mean? We're not supposed to be ugly nastiness, right? So, I don't know. Maybe I kept it too real today here at Living with Lisa, keeping it real. Maybe that was too real. Maybe I shared too much. I don't know. But this whole show is about keeping it real. And the reality is that startledness and that fear of something happening to the dogs triggered, you know, a backload of stress and trauma from years past. And I think that happens to all of us. And that's, you know, really why I wasn't even, I don't know, but I think it's important. We need to know that it can be something, I don't think it's as little, but something like, you know, the dog pulling so hard and so fast in the darkness that startles and, you know, triggers that trauma to come right back to your head. So, I don't know. You can do it. I can do it. I'm not perfect. And we're moving forward and we'll figure it out. And, you know, I don't know. It's a good day, and I'm guessing, like, change must be the theme lately. But Mother Teresa, I cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples. And I want to create ripples of love and friendship and being a good neighbor and peace. And this is going to require, you know, everybody has to work together. And on some levels, it's going to require a lot of patience and understanding and peace, because, you know, we all want what's best, and I don't want it to be ugly, and so maybe sharing it here on the podcast makes it ugly, I don't know, but I share because I want people to know that somebody might think something as little as a dog coming out of the darkness and attacking your dog brings you back to trauma from 25 years ago. Yeah, it does. That fear and that shock of something in the darkness lurching and jumping on my dog and tangling her up in a dog leash so she cannot get free does that to me. And I'm human. I'm not going to apologize for being human. I'm not going to apologize for, you know, having fear or anxiety because something jumps out from the dark and attacks my dog, whether it be to play or not. It's just, that's my reality. And thankfully, with the meditation and stuff, I have a new reality. I was able to bring myself down from that adrenaline high and find a sense of peace and calm and go back to sleep. I couldn't have done that even a week ago. So I have already gained something from this revolutionary wellness that I'm participating in because I was able to relax. So that's kudos. Well, here's the deal. It is Thursday, and this has been a long podcast, so thank you for enduring and listening with me. I appreciate you listening, and I'm looking for ways to get the word out about the podcast. Do you have any thoughts of how I could get the podcast out to more people so more people know that there are tough realities, but in those tough realities, there's hope and better things coming, right? And, you know, share it on Facebook, share it on Instagram or Twitter, you know, share the podcast. You enjoy it, tell a friend, tell your family member, you know, I was listening to this podcast, whatever. I really want to encourage people that no matter what your past or what your pain is, there is a way to move forward. And you can do this. I can do this. In spite of the frustration last night, there was a huge, huge gain there. A huge gain. I figured out how to control my breathing, control my mind, with the help of a guided meditation, and it used scripture to refocus and to recognize that I wasn't angry as much that the dog attacked my dog and had her tangled up in her leash. That bothers me, don't get me wrong. But what really the trigger was the fear it induced of something coming out of the darkness and attacking someone I love. Long story short. So, you know, sometimes we don't know why somebody reacted as intensely as they did because, you know, at whatever. But it really might have nothing to do with whatever happened. It might have to do with something traumatic or upsetting to them in their past. So we need to be more understanding and realize that what we see isn't necessarily the whole story a lot of times. And on that note, let's get this Thursday started. Have a great day, everybody. Feel free to, if you're listening through the Anchor app, give me a call in. You can reach out on Facebook or my website, lisambusky.com, and my phone number and everything's there, and ways you can directly contact me. There's a contact me like entry, there's my phone number, my email, messaging, all of that's right there. Go to the podcast tab on my website, Lisa M. Busky. Have a great day, everybody, and I will see you tomorrow, Friday, for a faith-filled Friday, and we're going to continue our journey looking at the armor of God.